Hi guys, what's going on? We're back.
Welcome back to the Weekly Chisme. Yay. Let's remind you where you're coming. coming to.
Oh, to us. Remember us, guys?
Hi. We're back. And your name is?
Myra.
My name is Franklin, everyone. I know we have to remind everyone who we are. Welcome back to our podcast. I know it's been a while. We've been dealing with, you know, the systematic issues and with racism that's happening in our country and around the world. And we really want to acknowledge the differences and things that are happening and, you know, hoping that we bring awareness to the issue. And hopefully you are doing your part as well, having conversations and creating these actionable items for you to move forward in this life for a more inclusive world. And so, I hope that you guys are making that positive change in your life if you haven't already done so, you know.
And not just that, but don't forget, we're still in a pandemic, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Which I feel like a lot of people kind of just disregarded, but we're still going through some shit.
Yeah.
We're going through a lot, and we're all going through it. Everyone is. Even if people want to deny that they're not, we're all going through the same shit.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic still, and it seems like here in Los Angeles, you know, it's being reported that our cases are going up, and maybe it has to do with more testing. I mean, there's a lot of variables that play into really deciding what's going on, but the reality is that we went from testing 6,000, 7,000 people to now doubling it because of the need for testing. And so I don't know what that means yet, but public health officials in Texas have already shut down bars and restaurants. And so that just tells me that that's probably going to happen here in Los Angeles, where everything seemed like it was going back to normal. A lot of businesses were opening back up. I mean, a lot of businesses here in Los Angeles are open and, you know, people are dining in. But the reality is that it seems like this is a second wave, and I've also heard that the fall season is going to get worse. So I'm like, are we going to be in shutdown the entire year, including next year? Like, it just seems like it's never going to end.
Well, I just a little update.
Yeah.
I went back to work like 2 weeks ago, and I got notified via email from like one of my bosses. Mm-hmm. And it was like really unexpected. Cause I was like, no, well, like I'm gonna be working from home until the rest of the summer. Like, yeah. I was already setting up my plan. Like, I'm gonna be home till like after August, you know. So I got the email, and
like it was her like, her bed was her office. No, I'm kidding.
No, you know it was. It's not.
No, it wasn't.
In my home office right now, but like.
Oh, fancy! My home office.
Set up. So like, yeah. So I got the email like on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but it's in the middle of the week, like you want us to like come? No, it was on a Monday, I'm sorry. And like I replied to my boss and I was like, hey,
get
like
your day straight.
I just like finish off the week at home and we'll start fresh Monday. And they're like, oh, well, we want people to start coming in because they wanted us to start prepping, getting the offices ready for when people come back.
Yeah.
So flash forward to like now, like no productions have come back. Like, productions are still shut down completely. Mm-hmm. We don't know when they're gonna come back. Like, I was probably the only one, and then like two other coworkers that came back. And it's just crazy, cause like I come back to my office and the way they like did all the COVID protocols, like all like the precautions, like there's so much signage everywhere.
Yeah.
Like my desk is like, I feel like I'm in a glass box, like the way it's set up. And
with the plexiglass.
With the plexiglass around my entire desk, and I have to wear my mask every time I get up to, you know, get away from my desk or whatever. And it's just, it's reality. Like, it's just crazy. And like, I just honestly feel like I just came back too soon. Like, I don't know. Is that weird to think?
I don't know. Like, tell me more.
What? I
was just making fun of you because you were like, and like, and. Sorry, no, it's a serious issue.
Happy to be back, to be honest. Like, I don't want to sound naggy, but it's just, I still feel on edge, like, I'm not gonna lie, you know, but I just gotta do what I gotta do.
Yeah, there's like, definitely there's this anxiety, not only going back to work, but I feel this anxiety even going grocery shopping. I feel this anxiety going anywhere, like, even putting gas. Like, yesterday I went to go put gas in my car and like, I forgot to put gas, not kidding. but I'm like, okay, should I be touching the pump? Should I be like, this is really
weird. I have little wipies in my car.
I have sanitizer, but like that doesn't feel like it suffices. Like I'm like, I feel like I definitely need more. But it's just weird. I feel like at this moment, it also makes me wonder, I'm like, are there things that are going to change? I know like other countries, like they have people putting in gas for people in their cars. So why can't we do the same? Like that would be kind of cool. Cause just one person will be touching that pump. And maybe lower the spread of, you know, COVID. Yeah. I just noticed Team Snapchat sent a message.
Damn it.
No, but in other news, I just want to say, we should have started with this, but we want to thank everyone who's been listening, everyone who's kind of been patient and really just staying here. I've heard feedback, like there are people that listen to us on their way to work that are, you know, have been going to work for a few months now. I've heard of people that have been listening to us while they're feeding their children at like 2 a.m. That one was funny. I also listened to, someone told me that they listened to me or us during their workout, and then the last one was from our dear friend Rose.
Rose, hi Rose,
she's mentioned that she's listened to us at work, and you know, wherever you feel inspired to listen to us.
I listen to podcasts at work.
Listen to us. And I've also gotten some feedback, you know, saying that it feels like you guys are hanging out with us. And that's awesome to hear. Like,
I like that one. I feel appreciated. Thank you for letting me hang out with you. Like,
We want to give you up-to-date news. And like, I know some people are avoiding the news because there's a lot of anxiety surrounding the facts that are happening around our world and in our city. But where we come in is that we want to provide a safe space for you guys to have like an open ear, but also open conversations where you guys feel included, and hopefully we voice some of your opinions on our platform. But overall, it's been a really fun time, and COVID-19 has gotten our creative side out, but like obviously every day is different and we don't know what's gonna happen next. But Myra, let us know about your COVID-19 testing. How did that go? I haven't gotten tested, but I haven't really gone anywhere, so.
So I decided that I wanted to go take a test, you know, just since I've been back to work and for safety precautions. And so I went yesterday after work. I actually did a drive-through test, which was weird because I thought, because I did it through CVS Minute Clinic.
Did it come with fries?
What? No. No, I wish though. I wish they would have given me a little lollipop at the end, like, you know, like at the doctor. So I went out here to Reseda because there's a CVS drive-thru, and I got in line. My appointment was at like 3:30, so I was in line. So then like I was nervous, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be like a self-administered test. Like I thought somebody was gonna come up to my window and do it for me. So like I roll up to the drive-thru window, and there's like a nurse behind the window, and he's like, you know, taking my information and everything. And then he has like a little baggie. He's like, okay, your test is in here. Like I had to like have my window up while I was taking the test. He's like, if you have any questions, just let me know. So like he hands me like the stuff, like, you know how when you go through a drive-thru, they put it in a little box and they like, you have to grab it. Like they open it for you, whatever. So it's like this little tube, this glass tube with like this like really long Q-tip. And they're like, okay, we have to make sure you put it up your nose, both nostrils. And just, I had to keep putting it all the way up my nostril until I felt pressure.
Wait,
and then I had to
manually
do it myself. Yes.
No.
Yes. So I'm like,
I was
already nervous already, but the fact that I had to do it myself, I'm like, I'm not a nurse. Like, what if I don't do it right? Like, I was really nervous.
Why would they do that anyways?
I don't know. For safety precaution. I don't know.
No, anyways, we need to call public health and like let them know that they're not doing proper testing. But anyways.
What if somebody doing themselves?
Yeah. Like I haven't seen that happen. And like you just said, like a nurse knows how to like go in there because so from what I hear from my nurse friends, that there is a way that you can do that, but not get enough sampling to get a correct answer. So, because there are people that stop when it barely hurts. And like in reality, like if you've ever gotten it done by a nurse, that swab goes all the way in, like to the point where like you feel it up like above your nose, and your eye automatically starts tearing. Like, and if you look at videos when they're doing it, people tear up. So
well,
Myra,
no,
did you tear up?
I think so.
No.
So then, anyways, so I mean, look.
But hopefully,
hopefully you got mucus. I hope. Anyways, so like I was doing it, and then I was like, all right, both nostrils, and then like I put it in the little glass tube, and then I rolled it up, threw it away. Put it away, and I was like, okay, I'm done. And then he was like, okay, bye. So I should have my results within the next couple days, but like, I was nervous. So you think
you
it might,
nervous.
Yeah, do you think maybe if I didn't do it right, it's not gonna come back?
There,
right?
I believe, I have seen some results for some people that have sent them to me because I'm curious.
Yeah.
And I think there is a result where it says non-conclusive, and that could be because
that's what that means.
Sampling. So I mean, look, you don't know yet. Once you get your response, she's already searching. She's like on CVS right now.
No, I'm not.
Vet clinic. Let me know what my results are. Can you imagine if you got it right live right here?
Right.
Actually, you should check.
I actually did check because they make you sign into like a little portal to get results, and I don't have results yet. So
okay.
I did it this morning.
Well, either way, you know, I think everyone should get tested, especially if you've been to protests, if you've been out to anywhere where there's like a large crowd. I know people have been going back to bars, and, you know, I think...
I am not going to do that. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt, but I am not in a rush. I don't even think I know how to bar.
That sounded like a song.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't even think I know how to, like, be normal in that type of setting anymore.
Dude, same here, because I not only do I feel like I have to wear a mask in public places, but then I'm weird when someone comes near me and I'm
Look, I feel some type of way too, and I'm sure a lot of other people do, but it's just,
this is messing up my dating life. Okay, I can't date people because now I feel like I have to be like,
are you tested? Yeah.
Have you been
so
tested?
So dating
for,
is ruined.
Well, Myra, have you been tested for A, B, C, D, E, F, G? And then do you have COVID? Like, it's a joke.
Yeah.
But it's like, you really want to know, you know, have you been exposed? Like, where do you work? What do you do? Like,
oh, no, honey. No, where do you work?
Oh, no, honey.
So yeah. So
oh, like, you work from home, and you've been working from home ever since.
Okay, good.
So hot.
Oh,
that's such a turn on. Have you been working outside? Because if you have, we can.
Like, you know, it's honestly gonna change everything.
It's gonna change everything forever. I feel like. You know, it's interesting because I used to attend Santa Monica College in the West Side, and I noticed back in the day, a lot of people, when they got sick, they would wear masks. And in, like, back then, I would think, like, that's so weird for them to, like, openly just wear a mask because they're sick. Now, I'm like, those people were the most responsible people.
Yep.
Like, making sure that they still attended school and class, but they didn't want to get anyone else sick, you know? And so I'm all about the mask. And
I am too.
Who was I talking to? I was talking to someone recently, and we were talking about, oh yeah, we got to look cute for this next event. I'm like, make sure to wear your cute mask. and it's like now that's part of our accessory. Like, we now have to, like, look good in our mask. Although I've been using disposable ones. I don't have a cold mask. I did actually get one from Myra, a black one. That one was cool. I don't know where it is.
You don't wear it no more? Wow.
No, I don't know where it's at. But I do use disposable ones mostly. I don't really go out, so like, I don't know where my masks are. Once they're thrown, they're pretty much thrown. I don't know.
Well, I decided to make it a fashion statement.
She has.
So like my sister, she pointed me to a local Instagram where they handcrafted masks, and they were like $5 wet masks. So like I went crazy and I bought a bunch of different prints because I'm making this a fashion statement, because who knows how long we're gonna have to wear these for, you know? So I bought like a bunch of little cute ones, and I'm here
like,
for
like
it.
What? Like what type of patterns are we talking about?
Like some sarape patterns, like different colorful ones. I bought like one
What's
that
a sarape
had
for people that don't know.
Mexican blanket.
Okay. Because people are gonna be like, a serape. Like, what's a
serape?
Serape.
So I just decided to just buy a bunch of fun colors and patterns because, you know, I'm here for it. It's a fashion statement. It's part of your life now, so accept it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Or don't.
Or like also, you know, if you guys are using the, you know, the disposable.
I have not once put a little bit of one.
Cute. But there are a lot of people that are reusing those, and just make sure that, you know,
that's nasty.
Talk to your nurse friends, talk to your doctor friends, or just look it up online. Don't use it more than once, or I don't know what the certain number is, but like bacteria can live in those masks, and so it's important to throw them away.
Okay,
and also throw them away in a proper way. Like, don't just throw them away outside your car, because I've seen that shit.
Oh my God, ew, I have two, and with gloves too.
Yeah, it's, well, and I get it. People freak out. They're like, I don't want to bring the germs into my car. I'm like, your germs are in your groceries. Like,
they're still there, yeah.
So, you know, I saw someone on Instagram right before when COVID started, and she was disinfecting her veggies, and I'm like, you know what, go for it, girl. Like, I live for that. But moving forward, you know, our pandemic is real, our lockdown is real, and let's just continue to live in a positive way, and bring some optimism to our world. And so with that, we have actually joined on different workshops, and one of them was through ACAST, titled Queer Voices. And so pretty much this workshop was to present the idea to let queer audiences or anyone just get into the industry or give them more information on how to start a podcast. And so we want to thank everyone who allowed us to be there, and Rukshan for giving us that information.
Thank you, Rukshan.
Yeah, like they covered everything from the basis, from getting your podcast started to moving, you know, along with like algorithms and getting, you know, different things done. And so, like, I don't know, it was just very productive.
I'm glad you told me about it, because honestly, you know me about joining Zooms with like strangers, like, but I was nervous.
Love joining Zoom with strangers.
Yeah, but it was very informative. Like, I stayed on through the whole session, and like, you know, the way they were explaining things, and then the fact that they say that a lot of people start podcasts and they don't even get past like the third episode,
mm-hmm.
which I'm very proud of us, because this is our 9th episode. Yay! Yeah.
Not this including bonuses and messages.
Yeah, this is episode number 9 for us. So we've definitely gone way over that 3-episode, 2-episode curse. And like, I'm excited. Like, I'm very open-minded for what's to come in the future. Like, if we decide to take a break for a while, or if we want to continue beyond, like, I'm looking forward to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, again, we said we're using this platform to have open conversations and bring up topics that people are maybe not necessarily comfortable with, but this is what this platform is for. When we first created this, we wanted to make sure that we had fun with it and we were going to cover what we wanted. We know that there are instances, and maybe we might not cover everything that you like, and that's okay. But come back. We're very versed in providing topics in all areas. One time we can cover mostly music. The next we can cover mostly COVID. I mean, literally, it's gonna change, and that's the way that we kind of find entertainment in our own world. We are very versed in the things that we did pre-COVID, and that's what's gonna come through our, you know, our podcast. And so hopefully you guys stick around.
And because we're both such creatives, this is a great way to spread our creativity out. Mm-hmm. If you guys know us or not, I mean, we're theater kids. We used to be theater kids, and we just like to have fun and just enjoy and speak and express ourselves, because that's what we do, and that's what we do.
So. And we like to talk. And we love to express our feelings and, you know, use this as a therapy session. No, I'm kidding. But
for real.
But it really just like takes me away from my daily craziness. I mean, for those who don't know, I am a grad student, and I'm also a full-time, I have a full-time job, and my full-time job feels like it's more than full-time, especially with COVID. I just feel like, you know, you don't leave home, so it just feels like you're doing the same thing every day. I mean, obviously there's different tasks, but it's just, I do hope to return back to work, but hopefully it is safe. But I'm just like so busy. So when we get to do a podcast, it kind of takes me away from all those crazy moments. And so it is a place where I feel kind of a relief. But with that, if you notice our backgrounds, where we have, you know, different colors and rainbows to represent the Pride Month and LGBT Month, and honestly, just Happy Pride 2020.
Happy Pride.
We would have been wherever Pride was at this year. So
yeah,
supporting our LGBT community.
Pride in San Diego again, like we did last year, because that was mm-hmm. so much fun, you know.
Yes.
But unfortunately, due to circumstances, they canceled that event, and they're going to do like a virtual thing. I don't know. I haven't really looked into it, but you know.
Yeah. So make sure you support and you celebrate all of your LGBTQ plus friends and support everyone. Again, everyone in this world deserves some equality, some respect, and some inclusion in all areas of life, not just, you know, on social media, but at work and anywhere that you are in public places. Like, you should definitely make it an inclusive world for everyone. No one is more valuable than the next. So, you know, put in that thought into your mind that everyone is important. So another thing we want to cover.
We love you all. Yes, what's next?
Yes, we love you all. Music updates. Myra, hit us up with some music update. Wait, I actually want to say something about music.
What?
Remember a few podcasts back, I said, by the way, I feel like G-Eazy is going to drop an album this summer.
Yeah,
and look, he did.
okay. First thing. So he dropped the album, right?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet.
I have.
No, you told me I haven't, but I was reading about it on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And he does slam down some ex-girlfriends. So yeah. There's some.
Like
there's some
Halsey?
Yeah.
Well, they had a very toxic relationship.
They
I mean,
did. Like, I hope.
Jeezy got right. Jeezy got arrested and Halsey didn't, and then they found him with a bag of cocaine. And like, I think they were really heavy on drugs. And you know, that's part of the not that that's part of the entertainment industry, but that's like the fast life that they like to live. And Jeezy has been really open about like doing drugs, and in a public eye, you should really be careful about.
Do you think
what
she
you say.
Knew? Do you think she probably knew about it?
She probably did drugs too. Like, I mean, I'm not gonna blame anyone, but it's like if you're in that environment and you're allowing it. I don't know.
But anyway, so I didn't listen to his new album yet. I will later, but because like, you know, there's just so much new stuff out there. So the first thing I'm going to cover.
Well, sorry, going back to G-Eazy.
Yes.
I think people, so they're going really hard on the criticism for his album. And I think that, again, every artist
gonna be different. Yeah.
Evolves. And mm-hmm. it took me a while to actually understand that. You know, the more I followed music, I really understood that every album can't sound the same.
Oh, no,
then,
of course.
Because then they all blend. Again, Britney Spears did that for 10 years and she succeeded. So maybe some people are okay with that.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Britney Spears. I don't know if you saw her video on Instagram where she was shouting out.
The LGBTQ family.
Yeah, but like the way that she said it, everyone was like, oh, so we all live in a like a community center together. Like the way that she said it, I was like, oh, I don't know. What the fuck?
She sounded like, and everyone, welcome to the LGBTQ community. And hi, I just want to say that I support all of you and you are special, okay? And follow my link down below on BritneySpears.com.
She's dancing.
Well, she has her shoulders forward. She's like, trying to pose. It just looks so awkward.
I don't know. She's like a robot to me now.
She is like a robot, and I feel like management was like, look, girl, it's Pride Month. We have to
You're the biggest icon.
You're the biggest icon. And I feel like she's so checked out in life. And she's medicated. We all know this. We shouldn't be like making fun of that. But she's said that she just deals with a lot of mental health issues, and so I think that there are moments where it's really hard, and like I've seen interviews with her, it's really hard to separate reality with real life or with her entertainment life. And that must be hard because everyone is watching your every move. You post one thing, that thing gets reposted, and it's like, how do you snap out of it? Like not thinking like who's judging, who's looking? Am I safe? Like, I mean, I don't know what people
are thinking. Is her dad still taking control of her money?
I don't know about the conservatorship or like.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, the money that's being held. But like, I mean,
I think anyone that has much money. Thing, like, homegirl, like, I hope she's well. F you, Kevin Federline. And
You know what? We support Brittany even through her breakdowns. Yeah. We were there, like, still listening to her music. I think, like, you know, Gimme More, that which was one of her turning points in her career. Well, it was supposed to be a comeback, but then it became one of, like,
she tried to come back like twice, remember?
But every, you know what's funny? Like, I felt like Britney Spears was trying to come back, but she never
herself multiple times. Yeah.
But she never left. It was almost like,
no, she was always, like, around.
She was always around, and her music was always popping off in every club. So it's like,
like, she was never, like, a mystery. Like, it's not like if she went away for 10 years and then she came back and she looked like a totally different person.
And it wasn't, I mean, she never put out an album that sucked, pretty much. It was always, like, a hype dance album. And so, you know what, Brittany, keep it
going. I love you. I've been with you since you were 15.
Like, seriously, she went to your concert at 15. So
did I see her live?
I've never even seen Brittany in person.
Oh my God, when I saw NSYNC when I was in seventh grade, that was probably one of the best effing moments ever.
Bye, bye, bye.
No, because we saw them in concert, and I remember it was like in Anaheim or something. And when they sang the song, was it I Drive Myself Crazy or Gone? One of the slow songs. They were like up in the air, all harmonized. It was like, ah!
What were they, what's the lyric that they do?
I drive myself crazy?
Go.
No, I don't want to say.
No, I'm chai.
Hi, y'all.
I'm chai, people. I'm chai.
All right, so back to music news. Okay, so Britney Spears, she was spotted in the San Fernando Valley like a couple days ago. Does she live in Sherman Oaks? I thought she lived in Vegas.
No, Myra, she lived in Vegas when she had her residency, but she lives in Calabasas. Not that we should be exposing where everyone lives, but she lives in Calabasas.
Okay, anyway, that's the point. Anyway, so... So next thing, so the Black Eyed Peas came back, if anybody...
Oh my gosh, their music is so much better.
Right, okay, so I didn't know that they went away or that they ever... I don't know, they were just off the radar for a while. So I was listening to their new album today, it's called Translation. So newsflash, Fergie is not in the Black Eyed Peas anymore. I don't know if she was replaced or she just decided to leave, but
they haven't... She decided to go solo.
She did? Oh, well, I remember that, but anyways, so she's not with Black Eyed Peas anymore. So they have a new girl that sings in their group. Her name is J-Ray Soul. And if you guys have heard the new song, Mamacita, with her featuring...
Oh my God, I love that song.
It is a banger. Okay, so I was listening to the new album. They have a song with Maluma, Franklin.
Yes, I've heard it.
It's called Feel the Beat, and I watched the music video today. Oh my God, dance hit. Damn,
yes, kid. That album, their songs are... I listen to it every morning to wake me up.
When did it come out? It came out like a few
weeks ago. Mamacita has been around for a bit.
No, not the song, the whole album.
Oh, the whole album, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think
it's rather new.
But yeah, so I listened to the whole thing, well, almost it. They did a song with Shakira called Girl Like Me, which is another freaking banger. So it's exciting. Black Eyed Peas, like, if you liked them back in the day or not or whatever, they were always around and they were always like really fun. So.
Yeah, I feel like that was a band that was kind of neutral. Oh my God, I just had a random memory.
What?
So Jessica, it might have been you, I'm not sure who it was, but we used to call Kiss FM 102.7 here in Los Angeles, like, every day. It was kind of like our fun thing to do. Like, after school, we would call Kiss FM to, like,
to win tickets or something.
Yeah, and who remembers JoJo on the radio? Anyways, if anyone remembers JoJo,
isn't
on the radio,
he still on the radio
from Kiss FM? He probably still is. But we used to call so much that at one point, like, we got to speak to him. And
Whoa. And
Where Is the Love, the debut of that song, was coming out. And we were actually selected to debut it on Kiss FM. Like, we were like, and now, Where Is the Love? It's playing. Like, I was like, what? And I think that was also...
Wait, did you guys have to say your names?
I don't remember, but I think it was either that time or because we literally called so much. I even got free tickets to go to Knott's and see, like, Busta Rhymes.
What?
And, like... Oh my gosh.
Hey,
like,
I'm not gonna lie though, winning tickets on the radio is...
Okay, Myra, we know you win a lot of tickets on the radio.
No, I literally, I won one time, one freaking time. But it was one of those things, like, I kept calling for days. I was like, I'm not gonna get through. So, like, this last time I was like, okay, I'm gonna call. I was trying to win Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets because they were gonna be at the Staples Center. This was like a couple years ago, right? So I was driving home from work and I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to call again. Because I was listening to the station. They're like, oh, if you want to win tickets, you have to call now. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I was dialing and I was like driving. And then somebody picked up and I was like, and I was like, no, but I'm on the freeway right now. Like, what the hell? What am I going to do? So I ended up winning two tickets and I took my sister and we went to go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at the Staples Center. And like, it wasn't even like nosebleed seats. Like we were on the floor. Like we were on the floor and they gave me a pair of tickets. Like that was the best. That was the best time.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely awesome. But yeah, I was addicted to calling different radio stations and being on, like the amount of times I said, like I had sound clips randomly with like friends. I don't know. It was a lot of fun. I haven't called the radio ever since because we are the radio now. I'm just kidding.
I don't think the radio contest things is like a thing anymore. Like, I really? Don't think they do that.
Well, what about Ryan's Roses with Ryan Seacrest? Is that still a thing?
I don't listen to Kiss FM.
Oh, well, I don't know. I guess no one does. I don't listen to radio anymore. I stick strictly to Spotify where you can find the Weekly Chisme.
oh my God. Wow. But was that a plug?
It was a plug. But yes, I definitely listen to Spotify only. No commercials. I listen to straight music or podcasts. I love it.
Yeah, I know. But I do too.
Any more music updates?
What else did I have?
Rosalía.
Well, Rosalía and Travis Scott came out with a song called TKN like a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. but we weren't recording. So that's a banger. If you guys like Rosalía and Travis Scott, this is their second collab together. It's great. It's a great, great song. So you guys should take a listen. Yeah. Also yesterday, if anyone for house music, electronic music fans, if anyone listens to Camel Fat, anyone?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Well, I know me and you.
We love Camel Fat. They did a collaboration with probably one of my favorite singers.
Who?
Yanis from Foles. They collaborated with a song.
How come you haven't sent me this?
I told you. I swear I sent you the link yesterday.
Oh my anyway, God, send it to me. Resend
it. I'm telling you right now, live. It's called Hypercolor, and it's a banger. It's a banger. I love it. Yeah.
So, okay, there's a song with Camel Fat that Myra and I, every time we were about to go out, we play.
It's our jam.
We put it on repeat, and we're like, yes.
It's our jam. So if anybody doesn't know who Camel Fat is, I would definitely.
Go check them out. They have some good music. Mm-hmm. But moving forward, you know, if you haven't been on Twitter, and if you're not on Twitter, get on Twitter, because that's where you should get your live updates. They're a lot faster than news media.
Yep.
But, you know, right now there's a whole thing about YouTube cancel culture. And so if you
I've heard of that. Who was trending yesterday? Jenna Marbles, that girl.
Yes. Oh, if you've ever heard of like
I remember her from YouTube
a long time ago. So like if you have ever heard of Jake Paul, Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star, Trisha Paytas, James Charles, everyone is in the mix and everyone's being called out. So I think what's happening is that first of all, we're having, you know, a lot of the issues that are happening with our race. Or the racial issues that are happening in our country, but also being locked down, I think it's giving a lot of people some time to think and reflect on what they've been doing in their lives. And I think that what's going on with cancel culture, so what's happening is that everyone is calling everyone out on YouTube. Pretty much if someone has ever been racist in the past or has done blackface or has done anything to perpetuate, you know, some racial slur or anything, or, you know, anything that could be negative, people are being called out right and left. And
wait, so but not only has it been YouTube people though, it's also been actors, talk show hosts, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel were both just recently called
out. Everyone's getting called out, but specifically YouTube, what's happening is that all these YouTube stars are calling each other out on video. And I think it's important, but also, I mean, if you guys were in the mix with the Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star, and James Charles and Tati drama, it was insane. And it was like 30-year-old people, YouTube stars, attacking a 19-year-old up-and-coming makeup artist. And so I think that drama in itself can be an hour long, but I think there is something to be said about accountability and being able to apologize and acknowledge what you did and how you're moving forward. There's a problem with me where you acknowledge your issues until it's nothing else, like until it's too late or until you've been called out. too many times where you've known about this, but you've gotten to a breaking point where now you feel like, because like Shane Dawson, he put out an apology video yesterday, but Jenna Marbles posted, who's another YouTube star, posted a video maybe 2 days ago or yesterday, maybe even apologizing for blackface and everything that she had done in the past. Yeah. But she got to a point where she was like, you know what? I'm done with it. I'm done with YouTube right now. And peace out, I apologize. And she acknowledged what she did. And then Shane Dawson came and was like, I was motivated by Jenna Marbles to apologize. And it's like, no, you should be apologized.
Oh, because- he was motivated?
Yeah, I was like, you should apologize because you acknowledge what you did and what part you had in our racial tension. Because first of all, you're not a YouTuber who gets 1,000 views or 100 views. You're a YouTuber that has millions and millions of views, over billions of views combined with all your videos, and you have a huge influence in the YouTube world and influence on a lot of people. Your age group demographic goes from like really young all the way up into people in their 50s. Like, you have a very broad audience. You have millions of followers on Twitters, on and have literally sold out on a makeup palette that you collaborated with Jeffree Star. And so I feel like you have a responsibility to apologize and acknowledge everything. And I think the biggest problem I have, if you follow YouTube and if you know who people are, and you know, do you know who Jeffree Star is? I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
Like, Jeffree Star is one of those people that has made some crazy remarks, even almost started a makeup line called Nazi something. And it's like, I'm like, this guy literally needs to be accountable, needs to really go out there and not just apologize, but really, the thing is, again, go on YouTube. There's a lot of tea being spilled and people are exposing everyone. And the number one person that's being exposed is Jeffree Star with Shane Dawson. So go check that out. Because I think it's important that everyone is aware moving forward in their life to acknowledge what they're saying, what they're doing, and how they're being an influence to others. Because I think we all influence each other some way. And if we're all being positive and we're all doing things that are to be, you know, more inclusive in our world, then I think that's how we should live. But anyways, cancel culture, it sucks. And I think that we shouldn't do it. I don't think we should attack someone to the point where they feel like, you know, they should want to kill themselves. Because some YouTube stars have mentioned that they are so stressed out and like depressed about the issues. I don't think that's what cancel culture should do. I think really it's just keeping each other accountable and fessing up to what you're doing. But
I agree.
We talked about this at the beginning, but California reopening, obviously that's not going to happen. And, you know, we want to do a bunch of fun things, and it just seems like we're going to have to take precautionary items and things to do and take these guidelines through our public health policies that are being done every single day to improve our way of living. I don't know, or continue living safe without, you know.
So if you decide that you want to go out and go have that brunch, or go, you know, like, just be safe about it.
Yeah, just be safe, you know? And keep tuned to our podcast, The Weekly Chisme. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and many other platforms. If you search The Weekly Chisme on Google or anywhere, you'll find a bunch of links. We're actually even on other platforms that we didn't even know about. really, what happens is that it streams and. Anyways, I'm not going to give you the details, but it gets streamed in a lot of places. Go check it out. And if you have any ideas or comments, we are on Instagram. You can find us on The Weekly Chisme. Or you
please
can
reach
even,
out, guys.
Or you can even reach out to us on Twitter. We are everywhere. Look us up. And, you know, we hope that we can cover a lot more things and more subjects. But really, just thank you again for being a part of our journey and our journey with our podcast. And we hope to bring a lot more entertainment to your world.
Yay. Okay, bye, guys.
All right, bye, everyone. Take care. Happy Pride. And go enjoy your weekend.